The Stone, Dalbos Kulis. If you happen to be near the stone after dark and you stay really quiet, you will be able to see dancing devils, witches binding brooms, or pixies brushing their long hair on it. Once upon a time, one of those pixies accidentally stepped on the stone when haunting, and thus left her footprint on it. This stone looms near the place of worship, so-called Dalbos Kulis, in the district of Kretinga. The Old Ones named this stone Lorms, in English Pixie, Kulis, since they often used to see her haunting around the stone. Along the stone, the river Alka flows, and by this river there is the Alka Hill. People say that this is exactly where this soul emerging from the stone used to go. The passers-by used to see ghosts near the stone at night. A small light used to appear out of the hollow from the stone and move towards the Alka Hill late in the evenings. A stone has always signified the line between the living and the dead. Stones rolled on the graves protect the living so that the spirits of the dead would not disturb the tranquility of people. The Old Ones believed that if the spirits of the dead tried to escape and managed to get through the earth, they would definitely be stopped by stones. And that's why they keep haunting around the stones. Natives also used to call this stone Pirtis, in English Sauna Kulis, because once there used to be a sauna set up on the top of this stone, in which all the local wenches and children used to fit. The sauna used to be prepared on Saturdays, after all the day's works, and when the weather got warmer, the stone used to become a gathering place where local people used to celebrate the May feast, dance until the dawn, and sing love songs. Dalbos Kulis, of 8.5 meters of length, 6.5 meters wide, and almost 2 meters high, can be seen from afar in the village now Joji Ipiltis, which is barely 0.5 kilometer after turning off the Kretinga Skoudas road.